The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Online platforms will be subject to new regulations under Commissioner Mann's Online Safety Code. Part B, which comes into effect today, requires age verification for users of social media. However, the Commission says enforcement will initially focus on younger people accessing adult material online. Now, joining us to explain the new rules is Adrian Weckler, technology editor with the Irish and Sunday Independent. And also to discuss keeping your child safe is Stella O'Malley, psychotherapist and author of What Your Teen Is Trying to Tell You. But first of all, Adrian, good morning.
Good morning.
So tell me, what exactly comes into force today?
So it's rules, if essentially age verification rules, to stop children and people under 18 generally from accessing inappropriate stuff, to protect against harmful content, illegal content, but more specifically now, adult content in the form of sexual content or pornography. And the idea here is that the social media platforms need to be more responsible about making sure that nobody who's underage is accessing that content, because some of the platforms do offer that content.
Now, it covers a lot of the platforms, but not everyone. I noticed that Snapchat is not there. Facebook is there, Instagram, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Reddit, TikTok, Tumblr, Udemy, I don't know that one, YouTube, and X is getting a deferral.
Yeah, so all of those, except actually Reddit, was delisted because it changed its headquarters. So all of the companies there, or the vast majority of them, have their headquarters here in Dublin, which is why they are subject directly to the online safety code of the Irish media regulator, Commissioner Mann. Now, X is a very particular case because X is the only one of those platforms, with the exception of Reddit, which again is no longer headquartered here, which specifically allows pornographic content. And I mean, it's not even hidden. It's an open part of X's content allowance. They allow pornographic content. So Commissioner Mann has actually already sent a formal warning to X, warning them that they haven't complied with data provisions to notify the regulator here of what they're doing to protect kids. And they have a couple of weeks, I think until August the 6th or August the 7th, to actually come back or face a fine. But that is definitely the odd one out at the moment, X.
And they've added a pornographic element to Grok, the AI-powered
This is amazing.
Robot.
I find this actually, you know, gobsmacking. So most of your listeners will be familiar with AI assistants like ChatGPT or Gemini, and Elon Musk's X, formerly Twitter, its equivalent is called Grok. Now, what Elon has done in the last couple of weeks is he's added a couple of kind of digital personas to be your sort of your companions when you're using the AI assistant. And one of them is a scantily clad female who will talk in sexual terms to you. Now, the issue with that is that Grok is available as an app in the app stores for 12-year-olds. It's not age-rated or age-gated at all. There's nothing about that AI assistant on any platform that is age-gated. So at the moment, X is really heading for a confrontation with the regulator here. If, and it's a big if, the regulator actually gets its finger out and does anything. Because, Pat, I have to tell you, other than that warning to X, in fairness, not a huge amount of evidence that it's actually getting ready to do much about this.
And that is a question. What powers does Commissioner Mann have to punish those who don't adhere to the code?
Well, it has significant powers, up to a fine of 20 million euro, which, let's be honest, is not that much for these companies, or 6% of their turnover, which is a huge fine. Now, the key here is, you know, how fast or how slow they're going to move into action here. Like, will they actually move to try and do something about this intimate pornographic AI assistant that X has brazenly rolled out just like days before the online safety code here came into force? Or will they do kind of a go slow? Like, the big theme, the big slogan that they have is that the age of self-verification, the age of self-regulation is over. That's actually not the case, unfortunately. And I say that having covered this for many years, because it is leaving the means of which the platforms will actually verify the ages of kids up to the platforms. It's saying that, you know, you can do one of four or five methods, but it's not actually specifying which.
And that's the question. What methods are being employed from today by these various platforms? I mean, passport verification, not every kid has a passport. Driving license, well, you can get one at 17, and so on and so forth. What are they accepting?
There are five specific areas that the Commission of Man has said that it will like. One is government IDs, that's passport or some other form of photo ID. Another one is an age estimation, which is like a biometric, like a selfie, an advanced selfie. So there's an inferred age from that. There is technology which reportedly is fairly reliable, in that realm. Third party services which will do the verification for you and then offer you what's called an encrypted token, or the platform an encrypted token, and then delete the initial ID. That's another method. And then there's a device level verification, which is if, for example, your iPhone or your Android phone was able to somehow to do that. So there's a number of methods that they say that they will accept, but they're not prescribing any of them. And it's a bit of a mess, to be honest, because the big social media and tech platforms haven't actually changed much. They've done very little over the last year to change how they're going to verify kids coming onto their platform. I've asked them nonstop for the last 6 months, what have you done different? What are you doing different? And the answer always is, oh, well, you know, we have very sophisticated AI techniques that can, you know, ferret out kids, and no specific, as far as I can see, differences in how they're going to verify kids.
Okay, well, it'll be interesting, because if parents detect that their kids have been accessing through those aforementioned platforms pornography and indeed other inappropriate material, and they make a complaint to Commissioner Mann, what will Commissioner Mann do? And will it be a fine per complaint rather than just a fine of the platform for the fact that they're not policing it properly?
Yeah, so we don't know what Commissioner Mann will do. If you think as a parent that your child has accessed, say, pornography on one of the platforms, and it's not just X, by the way, I've seen porn or soft porn on Instagram. I've seen it on Facebook. I've seen scam ads that are also pornographic on both of those platforms. If you're a parent, your child is seeing this. And maybe they're 13. Maybe they are old enough to be on that platform as per the rules. What will Commissioner Mann do? We actually don't know. They're not really saying what they're going to do. All they're saying is that we're in a new era and they're going to do something at some point.
Now, Stella O'Malley, a psychotherapist, author of What Your Teen Is Trying to Tell You, is listening to that conversation. She's with me here in studio. Stella, what do you make of this?
I'm glad that Commissioner Mann have made a start on this. I do think that it gives parents something to work with, having had maybe 10, 15 years with nothing to work with. And it's like the Wild West. They started with some vague regulation, and it's quite clear that it's going to be very hard to enact. But at least it's making a start on something, because we've been flailing for years and kids have been running wild on the internet and it hasn't gone well for them.
You're saying this is really a parental tool. A parent can say to a child, hang on, what you're doing is illegal.
It's a cultural concept. Yeah, exactly. It's like, you know, if, you know, 30, 40 years ago, if I'd lit up a cigarette here, you'd have been embarrassed that there wasn't an ashtray rather than me being embarrassed that, you know, to be smoking. It's changed culturally. And this is, regulations like this will change culturally parents' attitudes, because up until now there was no regulation. And so children and parents often thought it's fine. It's fine for the kids to be online without any authority, without parental kind of supervision. And now it's kind of culturally changing and parents are realising, actually, this isn't fine at all.
Now, how important is it that justice is seen to be done? In other words, that platforms get fined where abuses take place.
I think it's really, really important. If anybody wants to read about this, you know, John Haidt's The Anxious Generation is a very powerful book that shows the impact on mental health on young people because of these apps, because of the online life. And actually, they have to now they've come out, they're going to have to show that this isn't just fakery and just kind of words, and they actually are going to follow it through. It's essential now that they've come out that they're going to actually do something about it.
A start. That's what you'd describe.
With relief.
A welcome start, and perhaps more to come. Going back to you, Adrian, you know, we're told that AI can do the devil and all. So the question is, can governments, not just the Irish government, but perhaps the EU, insist that they marshal all their sophisticated technology to bring in proper age verification?
I mean, my own view about this, Pat, is that they can ask for that and they can articulate that. But what they're really fighting with here is the internet. And, you know, we're in it, unless you're going to be the Chinese government and lock the internet down, it's very, very, very difficult to guarantee age verification controls. And I suspect that is why Commissioner Mann is being watery and vague when it comes to telling Meta, TikTok, Google, here are the controls you must use. What they're doing is they're keeping an eye on what's going on in Australia. Australia has taken the lead on this, Australia and New Zealand. And what they are trying to do is have a much more ironclad system of stopping kids getting online. And those conditions kick off from this December, okay?
And what are now, they doing? How are they doing it?
So what they're doing is they are basically saying to the platforms, if we see that any kids are accessing your platforms from December on, you can take it from us that you're going to be in trouble. In other words, it's a big stick threat. The problem with that big stick threat is, and every other regulator around the world and every company is watching, how are they going to enforce it? Like,
Adrian, I want to ask you this because this is something that occurs to me.
Yeah.
The way I get my internet is at home through my broadband provider, and that could be Sky or it could be Virgin or whoever it might be. Or you get it from Three or Vodafone or whatever. I mean, isn't it possible for the Irish government to take upon itself the ability to switch off X or switch off Meta by telling all the providers of that service that they cannot carry that service for a period, say a week, a month, or whatever the fine might be?
Yeah, you could do that, and all you'd be doing is shifting the fine to the telecoms companies, to the Airs, to the Threes.
No, you're just telling them you can't carry it. End of.
Yeah, but
They're going to obey because, I mean, if you lose your telephony, for example, if you're Vodafone and you can no longer operate.
They might lose their licenses.
Yeah.
Oh, well, in that case, okay, so that is the ultimate sanction and the ultimate stick. We used to try that, if you remember, in the old days with NTL and DigiWeb and the original cable stuff with piracy. Our attitude used to be three strikes and you're out. So we used to try and shift the onus onto, exactly as you're suggesting, the pipes, the broadband companies, the phone companies. If you are seen to be carrying this sort of stuff, then you will be actually limited. We had a similar rule in media with newspapers, with bookshops, so that if a bookshop or a news agent carried a newspaper as defamatory, it was possible they would also be held liable. That way of thinking kind of went out for a very good reason in terms of the telecoms companies, and it's because of VPNs, and it's because of the ability to actually hide your identity on the internet, which, by the way, is a fundamental part of GDPR and privacy law. So there's this competing principle that we have in Europe. It's always safety versus privacy. You can't blame the operators. You can't hold them liable because you have to, as a European citizen, be allowed to have the privacy to visit the internet, regardless of what that internet carries.
Of what you're looking at. Okay.
Yeah.
Final question to you both. Can't these platforms be forced to ask for a parent to verify the child's age? That's Breda. In other words, they will have a license, they will have a birth cert, they will have a passport, and they are required to verify before Johnny or Mary gets on.
Yeah, at the flick of a switch, these tech companies, who are way more advanced than you or I in technology, they have the ability to give a lot of power and parental authority to the parents. And they've chosen not to do it. And they act as if, oh, how could we do it? Oh, this is such a difficult. No, it isn't. The parents, without a doubt, of the household who are paying the bill could have a strong authority over the tech, and they haven't been given it for a reason.
And also it would give the platforms cover, because they say, well, look, we have Mrs. O'Brien's passport here. She's 44.
Yeah. And Mrs. O'Brien could give the verification of her children, and that could be within her power. And they haven't given that power to parents.
Last words to you, Adrian.
Yeah, that's the ultimate taboo topic that you've just raised there. And that's to try and make parents responsible. The biggest taboo element of this entire conversation, and the reason that there are so many hundreds of thousands of kids on with smartphones and on social media networks, is because their parents let them. Their parents buy them the smartphones, and their parents know that they're using these services, but they think it's okay, I have a good relationship with my kid.
No, but
it's different in our house.
But the tech companies don't give any authority or responsibility to the parents. The tech companies get in the way of the parents being able to stop their children. It's
that
very
might
hard.
Be, that may be the case. That may well be the case. But it is absolutely also true that parents know that their kids are using social media, and they take that into consideration. They read all the stuff about the risks. They listen to shows like this. They understand what's going. They still give their kids smartphones for complex reasons. I'm not saying this is a simple issue, but that is one of the biggest taboo topics in this debate.
Adrian Weckler, technology editor with the Irish and Sunday Independent, and Stella O'Malley, psychotherapist, author of What Your Teen Is Trying to Tell You. Thank you both very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.